Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have decided to change place for lunch. It's a sunny day, so we have decided to go to a park. It's a presidential park.
Oh, over there, let's go over there.
Yes, and so we are trying to find a beautiful sunny place. Perhaps that you can hear little birds singing and the wind.
What do you think? Here in the sun? Or
yes, a little in the sun. And
little in the
yes,
shade.
Like
here
that.
We go, here we go.
Like that is good.
So our cafe is closed, so we are setting
yes,
up camp.
Yes, yes. And you have a blanket.
I have a blanket.
It.
Here
hey,
we go.
Oh! And a pink blanket, Gibby.
It's
how
pink.
Is this possible?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the only blanket I had. It's pink.
It's too fun. Our reputation, Gibby.
I'm sorry. Yeah, two men in a park on a pink blanket.
It was not a mistake. You make it, no?
No, I promise it's the only blanket. I didn't buy this blanket.
Okay.
All right, so let me set the microphone up and
yes,
then we
yes.
can have...
Oh.
So our usual cafe is closed.
That's why we have decided to change.
Yeah, this is
we had to prepare lunch before.
Yes, this is what happens. We are refugees. Fleeing our homeland.
So I have my box. What is the name?
Lunch box.
A red lunch box in a pink,
pink blanket.
Blanket is very smart, Gavin. So it's a sunny day. We have
yeah,
to confess
so lovely.
That we have a beautiful weather. And during the weekend it was very hot.
What are you doing? What is that?
No, you know, it's a...
Oh, it's a bag.
It's a bag.
Cloth bag.
And yes,
why are
like
you
that?
Folding it like a flag?
Because I can...
This is like how Americans, when they bury someone, they go through this whole rigmarole of folding a flag. It's just a flag.
It's an ecological way, given. I didn't use plastic bag, so only this.
I have a reusable plastic
yes,
bag.
And it's a little, so like that, I can wear...
Why are those people staring at us on our pink blanket?
This great. And that's all.
All right.
And that's it.
I have my sandwich in my own lunchbox.
Oh, Tupperware.
Tupperware, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tupperware. And I brought for dessert a sweaty banana.
Gavin. Gavin.
What?
It was not the plan. I said, my God, Gavin.
I thought you said you bring the blanket, I'll bring the coffee.
You say that we'll thinking about dessert, no?
Well, maybe.
And to make,
maybe something
that
will happen
something.
Later.
Oh my God!
If you are a good boy.
So, what did you get up to this weekend?
So this weekend, I have a lunch, no, a dinner.
I'm gonna take dinner, off my shoes
dinner,
so I can
it's,
cross my
dinner, it's yeah. in the afternoon, yes? In English, dinner.
Dinner is in the evening.
Evening, yes. In the evening in Vienna. No?
Dinner in Vienna?
Yes,
ooh,
yes. It was a long time ago that I didn't was in Vienna. Oh, yes, my God, you didn't want to have
I don't want
a rusty, what is the name? Dirty pink blanket.
Dirty pink blanket.
So we
no,
have
I don't
to,
care. You
to
can,
put
you can
out
make the
yeah. shoes. But
I
you
feel
know
like
that
we're about to start a yoga class.
We have to explain that to take off shoes, it's very common in Slovakia. For
yeah.
example, when you visit someone inside, in flat apartment,
yeah,
and you have to
always take off your shoes.
Take
Is it
off
the,
your shoes.
The same
but,
in Belgium.
It depends on the family. For my
for my
mother, it's very important to not to wear shoes,
mm-hmm.
but for those, don't matter. And so I realized that you have decided to make the same for your pink blanket. That I'm not alone to take shoes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so great. And
so, what did you bring? I have a sandwich with ham and cheese and lettuce.
My
and
God,
some spice.
Ham and cheese!
Mm-hmm.
I have the same.
Ah.
Ham and cheese also, and salad.
Matching lunch on our little pink blanket in the park.
And you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So it's not very ecological, I think.
Well, is it better or worse? You can recycle the aluminium foil,
you think
no?
Aluminium, yes.
But this plastic, I suppose you could recycle
it's not
this
good,
plastic also. I don't know.
No.
We're all going to die.
You are only ecologic for electric car, Gavin.
Yeah.
So, and salad you have also.
I have green things in my sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Great. So let's go.
All right.
At its crunchy.
Doesn't sound crunchy.
Looks, because I make it.
How old is that bread? That looks. That looks older than me.
What?
The sandwich
it's
is
from
pretty,
yesterday.
It's pretty average. Hmm.
So, and what can we see? Beautiful trees, and also we are not alone to spend time here. And
there's a lot more activity here than in the cafe. This couple about 30 meters away from us. The guy's taken his shirt off, and she is rubbing lotion on his back.
Oh, yes, it's hot. Crikey. It's hot.
It's getting X-rated here.
And in the other side, you have what you like, little child playing in the playground. It's like we are like a big family.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What I like? I don't hate children.
Mm-hmm.
I like children. When they're asleep, they're wonderful.
Oh, yes.
People will think we're serious on this podcast. Hey, guess how many people listened to the last episode?
100.
More.
More than 100?
Yep, keep going.
150.
More.
No, not possible.
Yeah.
200?
No. 165, last count.
My God.
What is wrong with these people? Why are they listening to this nonsense? Actually, I'm gonna try and take a selfie here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use voice mode so I can hold it out far. Hang on. There is a big fingerprint on it. Let me try and rub that off. On the lens. Here we go. Okay, so if I hold the camera out, I'm going to try and say...
Mm-hmm.
And if I hold it this way, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready? Let me get my sandwich in my hand so it looks professional.
Yes.
I should be able to take a photo with a voice command.
Yes.
There, okay. Ready?
Ready.
Cheese. Cheese. I heard it. Let's try one more.
One more.
Hold your sandwich up. Okay, ready? Cheese. Cheese.
Jesus Christ!
Cheese!
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 Cheese! Cheese! Take the fuck. Oops, no. I almost swore.
It's shit giving.
Maybe it can tell my cheese is not so good. Okay, let me try the normal camera. The front camera. Here we go. Alright. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
I will take a bunch of photos, so...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait. Oh, that's enough. But we didn't see the pink blanket. We had like that given.
I will have to check later. I can Photoshop it pink.
Like
pink.
That given. Like that.
Like right up high.
Yes.
I didn't bring a selfie stick. Okay, here we go. Can we see that?
Yes, more. We're great.
I got another one.
We have a serial of 50 photos.
So what did you get up to this weekend? Exciting stuff? How is your garden going on your balcony?
I said to you that Burini.
Mm-hmm.
No. Weed. What is the name? Weed. We put seeds with my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that something is very growing very quickly.
Great.
So we were so happy. We said, oh, it's finally. We have results. And... We discovered that it was not real flowers, but as you say it in English, and that I forgot the word.
Weeds.
But we have even in weeds, we have sometimes little flowers. So we have little...
Oh, nice, weed flowers.
Little white flowers.
You could grow some marijuana on your balcony. No one will see it there.
Mm-hmm. And we had tulipan, I didn't see one flower. Mm-hmm. All death, so.
Just what I did this weekend. Did you see the video?
No!
I put a video on Facebook and on Twitter and YouTube. I declared war on moles.
Yes.
Kretko. Mm.
I saw that, but I didn't understand what you decided to make. Bricks? Okay, well, bricks on the land, yes? Bricks.
No. I've tried everything. Last year, I had a big problem with moles.
Mm-hmm.
And I put down new lawn, and the moles came up and tried to destroy everything. So I
First of all, I tried flooding the holes, the mole holes, with water. Mm-hmm. Didn't work, obviously. That was a stupid idea. Then I tried using calcium carbide, putting these rocks down the mm-hmm. holes and putting water, and there's smoke and it's bad. Didn't work. I tried sulfur dioxide down the hole.
And you kill yourself.
Almost.
But not
the mole. That didn't work. So I tried using traps. You know, they are like cylinders. Mm-hmm. You put them in the hole, you dig out the mole hole, place it in, cover it up, and the mole goes inside, gets trapped, and then you can throw the mole, give it to the cat, or set it free in the river, or whatever, you know, you can do something ethical. That didn't work, so then I tried, oh god, here comes the fun police, mm-hmm. the fashion police, they're after me, they've seen our pink rug, oh, it's an ambulance, okay.
Yes, they realize that you are crazy.
Yeah.
But they go to the cafe. They go to the cafe because they didn't know that it's closed
exactly.
today.
Ah.
We change plan.
So, they will not find us. Fugitive, we are Harrison Ford. So then I tried using noise generators. These are like green cylinders which you put batteries inside. And every 10 seconds they make a
electric
noise. Like that. Yeah, they're electric. And this noise and this vibration, the moles are really sensitive, and allegedly they hate the sound, uh-huh. and they dig away in the other direction.
And
it worked for a little while, but they uh-huh. came back this year.
My God.
They came back a week ago, and I put new batteries in the noise generator. 2 days later, they are still active, and they are ruining my lawn and my garden. So, this weekend, I took the ultimate step in psychological warfare. Mm-hmm. You're looking at me confused.
Yes, yes, sir. Because I didn't understand really what you said, David.
Okay. Just nod and smile. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Psychological warfare.
Ah, so it's yes. Like only with your mind.
Playing
yes?
with the mind.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes. Okay, okay, okay.
So what I did is I took a speaker, a Rebra Doctor.
Yes, speaker, what, yes.
Oh, yeah, speaker is the same in French?
Yeah, no, but we can understand.
What mm-hmm. is it in French?
Un reproducteur.
Oh, like Slovak, or, reproducteur.
Or BAF.
BAF.
BAF, I think that it's a trademark. Mm-hmm. Hmm. So, and you have decided to cry?
Yeah.
Yes? My little mole!
Please leave me Please. Alone. Please leave me alone. No, I put a speaker in an ice
and
cream container.
And put hard rock. Yes? No?
Mm-mm.
Metal, heavy metal.
Wait.
Music.
It's coming.
No?
I sealed up the speaker in the ice cream container. I dug a hole about 3 feet, about 80 centimeters down, mm-hmm. buried the speaker deep down, and then connected it, ran a long 12-meter cable back into the garage, into the living room, sorry, and uh-huh. there I connected my amplifier.
Yes.
And then, as is playing as we speak for the last 3 days, the greatest hits of Celine Dion.
Oh, it was hard.
Yeah.
I have to confess that she sing in French, so it's very fine. But it's not the song that I like. She no, and I can understand that it was very difficult for little ear yes mm-hmm. of the mole.
They're very sensitive.
They have an ear. They have hole. No. No ear, hole.
I don't know.
You had time to analyze that.
Well, I did,
if you
I did
saw
study my
day.
Enemy. Yes, I studied huh? my enemy.
You didn't took one in...
I can't catch
in
them.
In your house? Only to make tests
I've
before?
I've tried to catch them, but they are elusive. When I see them burrowing, I sneak up very quietly like a cat, and I can see them, and I can get 1 meter away, uh-huh. and I quickly leap and grab my hands into the soil. But they are so fast. They go straight uh-huh. down the hole. I can't catch them. But also,
Celine Dion,
as well as Celine Dion, I have her greatest hits playing on repeat as we speak in the ground.
Yes.
And then I also have, just for added psychological bonus, Believe by Cher.
Ah, yes.
You
okay.
know that song?
Yes, yes. If you believe in love, that's love.
Yeah, that awful song, yeah.
Great.
So that is playing also.
And finally, they decided to change place.
Well, that was on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I checked this morning.
And?
No activity.
no activity anymore. Great.
There is some little activity, but it is in the very far corner of the garden, as far away from the speaker as possible. So it's working. It's working. I can't believe it's working. It's
incredible.
It's like, this is all I needed was Celine Dion, the power of love.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I don't know, dear Celine, we have to speak about that. I don't know if you will be very proud of that.
What the hell is this guy doing?
But we have to say that finally we find a use for your songs.
Mm-hmm. 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 I don't think Celine Dion is listening. I don't think anyone with intelligence is listening right now. So, shirtless guy, 20, 30 meters away, has now walked over to a tree, grabbed a branch, tugged on it, and then he's going back. Oh, now she's getting undressed.
Oh,
Christ.
Yes, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oops, I heard that. Uh-huh. That was embarrassing. Oh, they're looking at us. Okay, let's carry on. So what did you do? That was what I did. That's what I did this weekend.
I said it to you that I was in Vienna, you know, and I didn't. It was in the evening for dinner, and I have decided, you know me, not to pay the highway.
Oh, so you went not by the toll roads.
Yes, and you know, Gavin, normally it's only 60 kilometers. And I don't know in mile, because you realize that we make international 60 kilometers and miles.
Maybe 38, 40 miles.
40 miles. And with the highway, it's very short. But when you took a little roads and to go to the center and after to... because I haven't also, I have to confess, GPS, okay? So
okay.
I have only the old map.
Oh, God.
You know? 2 hours, Gavin. 2 hours.
Did you go with the kids?
No, alone, Gavin.
I was going to say, the kids would not have been enjoying
my
that.
God, they will be crazy after 2 hours. But I made better, Gavin, because we finished the dinner at 11 and a half, and so I've decided to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that at midnight in Vienna there are traffic jam, Gavin.
At midnight?
Incredible traffic jam. So I took, and after Hainburg, you know, Hainburg is a little picturesque town.
Yeah. Nothing happens.
But nothing happens. But the way was not broken, but it was not possible to pass by that.
Oh, closed.
It's closed.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't realize it before. So I make 2 hours and a half to turn back. So I was so tired. No. So that it was my Saturday. A Sunday, I decided to sleep. And after we were in, Sloboda Zvierat.
Mm-hmm.
It's freedom for animals with dogs and so on.
What the hell are they doing now?
Mm.
Okay, so he's lying.
Dear
on top
listener,
of
it's very sad that you can't see what we are.
Hang on.
What we see.
Yes, I can take a photo.
My God, give in.
I will be discreet.
No, you can't. We will have problem, Gavin.
I will be discreet. I will just pretend I'm looking on the internet.
It's not fair. They want to have intimacy.
He's poking her belly.
And you have to check first if it's a strong man, Gavin. But we are two, so it's possible to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
There we go.
But we didn't. You see only the man, Gavin.
There is. You can see her head.
It's difficult for legs, Gavin.
Yeah. Did you have to, when you were at school, did you have to sit cross-legged like this?
Like that? No. Mm. Why? We have chairs. I don't know in New Zealand, but when we are at school, we have table and chairs.
No,
New Zealand?
Not when I was a kid.
No?
They do now, but not when I was a kid.
No, you are joking, Gavin.
I'm serious.
See?
What, so you, when you were a child back in 1942, they had actual...
but what I... No, Gavin, at school in...
Hang on, this is not a very big blanket. You're lying down. I'm running out of room. All right, we're looking
it's hurting my leg.
We're looking as bad as that. Is that the shirtless couple?
So once more, Gavin, to explain.
Yes. So back in New Zealand at school, back in this is like 1985 to 1995, there was a lot of the kids. The older kids had chairs near the end, but I had to sit cross-legged like this. I did not have a pink blanket back then.
On the land, because it was outside.
Yeah, sometimes outside, or sometimes in the hall. See, we were made tough, not like Belgians, where you go to the assembly.
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 Yes.
This, you know, the
assembly. Yes.
Ensemble.
What?
Assembly. This, you know, a school assembly where all the children come together for the announcements and things. I'm sure in Belgium they go there with every child has a glass of wine and some cheese and
a glass of wine
and some chips, some pommes frites.
I'm very surprised, Gavin. So you had on school?
What do you mean? We had school. The school was
in
indoors.
In New Zealand.
Yeah.
You had on school.
No,
so
I had
that's
school.
Why you have to go outside. And when it was raining, and when
no,
you
if
sit,
it was raining, we go inside. We have the assembly ensemble inside.
Amazing, Gavin.
Oh, he's hanging from a tree and he's put a shirt on.
What?
Behind you, he's got a shirt on now. Things are safe. What is she wearing? That looks like... I mean, I'm not one to notice women's clothes, but that does look like a plastic bag. That is a plastic bag. She's wearing a plastic bag. It's a suitcase. Or no, it's a handbag that's been unstitched. And the straps are going... I don't know.
Mate,
I can't keep up with fashion.
But it was a good idea to go there.
To the park?
Yes.
Oh, at least once. It's a lot of planning, though. Having to make sandwiches and having to bring the blanket. I washed the blanket yesterday, so now it smells clean and fresh with fabric softener. So, are you ready?
For
dessert.
Oh, yes,
well,
yes.
Hey, you first. Get us the coffee.
Yes.
Coffee first. Your responsibility to bring the coffee. On off. On café.
Café.
This is my cup, is it? The green plastic one. Wow. Putting it on the Ritz.
We are full of color today, Gavin.
Is this clean?
For sure, Gavin.
I don't know.
My God.
Did you bring milk?
What they will... Milk? Yeah. Why? You need milk?
For coffee.
You didn't say that.
You
say that
God,
you need...
Oh, my God, you had one job.
That you need strong
job.
Coffee.
Oh, for God's sake.
You need
sake.
Strong coffee.
They have milk in Belgium.
So?
Special effects. Every time you do anything, you hold it up to the microphone.
And?
That made no noise.
No? Yes.
Opening the lid. All right. Fill my cup.
No, not all, because
we don't have enough. That's not a big thermos. When you said, I will bring a thermos, I thought it will be a big thermos.
Merci.
Oh, wow, it's still really hot. It's a good thermos.
Yes.
It is still steaming. There's no sound.
Yes, there's sound. You hear that?
The pouring of coffee.
Up.
Well, thermos technology has come a long way. You push a button to open the lid. Back when I was a young boy, thermoses had...
What? And now you give in.
What?
You want to taste first?
No. Well, it still looks really hot. It's a good thermos.
It's normal, give in.
The stripping couple have gone.
It was for milk for babies, you know?
What?
This. First it was for milk.
Oh, God. I thought you brought milk, but it's breast milk. How is it?
Good. Not so bad. What do you think about?
Actually, that's all right. It's not bad. It's
really, Gavin?
It is instantaneous coffee.
Yes.
You should add. But do not fear, monsieur, because as we say in French...
I don't know now if I have to enjoy myself
because
due to the last experience...
This. No. It's not vegan and I did not make it myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I bought it from a specialty shop.
A specialty shop?
Yes.
Wien?
Yes.
You were?
I did not go to
Wien?
Vienna, at the Bratislava branch of the Slovak branch of this, Austrian shop. It's an Austrian pastry shop I went to.
But
here in Slovakia. And I have a choice. This is.
Closer.
Okay, this is the sound of.
You can smell.
The paper
you can.
Bag.
Oh, no, you can hear.
Okay, are you ready? This is the piece of resistance, as they say in French.
Yes, le plat de résistance.
Piece de résistance. Would you like, monsieur, the choice between two muffins? chocolate.
My God, it's chocolate.
Or blueberry muffin.
I don't know. What do you want? What do you want, Gavin?
Well,
we have to. To cut it. You haven't a knife?
No, I did not bring a knife. So you can,
my God, we you have can to eat. Take it.
No, you pick one. I choose one. I was going to get two chocolate, but I thought, oh, you can choose. You are the guest à la honneur.
L'invité d'honneur. Mm,
yeah, l'invité d'honneur.
I will take that.
Okay, so I will have right. Le chocolat.
Mm.
You have the blueberry.
My God, Gavin.
Yeah, see?
I'm so surprised.
I'd make a great wife.
Wow. Yes, yes, continue, Gavin. Continue.
So, hey.
But you know that I have a knife and to bring with me.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that I have all these materials to take.
No, you could bring your sharp sense of humor. Okay, so I'm going. This actually looks like it could be a mess. And I'm wearing sort of white, light-colored pants. I'm going to put this everywhere, aren't I? Okay, let's take a bite of this chocolate. Mm.
Great, Gavin. Mm. Congratulations. You cook it very well.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make dirty your...
Oh, where did you go for dinner in Vienna yesterday?
No, it was France. So,
What?
France
in Vienna?
France.
Oh, France. Pretty Italian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was on the top of a hill.
Uh-huh.
Of a hill. With a beautiful view about Vienna. Mm-hmm. But our lunch is better and better, Gavin.
It is getting better, isn't
great.
It? This is high society.
And I have to take knife and so on. But you know, I've forgotten. When I go to Belgium and we have 1,200 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
That's mean in miles.
Miles?
1,200.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry. Kilometers to miles. Oh, God. 1,200 kilometers. Well, 1,000 kilometers is...
So,
oh, no, hang on.
No, okay. You will check to Wikipedia,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You began to speak about feet... food and so on, you know?
Wow. So I'm accommodating this podcast for our American listeners.
Now yes, that we
have
why.
Hey, we had 165.
That is right. So, not the problem. So, it's only to say that it I need one day by car. And so we have decided to make picnic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have knife and so on,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
thermo for child.
It is really quite uncomfortable to cross your legs for so long.
This? Yes, it's hurting. Hmm? Yes.
Ow. Hang on, I'm going to...
That is very good.
Ow. 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 I am not a young man anymore. Ow. Okay, I'm fine.
I can make like that also, but it's a little religious, Gavin, huh?
Religious?
But yes.
Today we can be Muslim.
But it's very good, Gavin.
Ooh. This my muffin's pretty
continue.
Good as well, yeah.
Continue as a tray.
This is not bad, actually.
Ugh.
Coffee and muffins in the park.
Great.
On a little en petit pink blanket.
Yes. So I haven't to forget milk. But I have to buy, you know, this little box.
I thought about this yesterday. There's you get little plastic pots, little potlets, mini mm-hmm. pots. And that could be good, but honestly, I don't think we will be doing this. This sort of next week, normal service will resume in the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Actually, that's not bad. It's not bad. This is a nice view, actually. This beats the cafeteria at work.
And it's a way of life in Bratislava.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Given.
Mm-hmm.
But. Dear listener, don't forget that we are working hard. That's
oh,
why.
Yeah. That's why. You know, work hard, play hard.
Yes.
I bought shoes yesterday. I don't do this often, but it was a special occasion.
Shoes?
Special occasion.
Occasion. Special, yes.
Really?
Right. No.
Wow. God, I'm getting good at French. I'm almost fluent. So I bought shoes. I spent an hour and a half at least trying on shoes around different shops in Body Mall. And then finally I came back to the shop. We came back to the shop that we started in and bought a pair of shoes. I kept under budget. I had a brand new pair of shoes, not those shoes, new shoes. €12.60
But it's not leather.
It's inspired by leather.
What do you mean?
Well, they are.
It has a color.
Yes, it
has a texture.
Yeah, it's basically leather.
It's a Chinese leather.
It's vegan leather. See, it's ethical.
No more vegan.
I did not ask if these are vegan muffins, so I assume they are not.
Sugar, sweetie, very great, very good.
Not bad.
But I'm sure that you can make this muffin by yourself, yes?
Oh, if I could be bothered, yeah. But
for example, what do you make Sunday? Ah, you
That's
didn't remember.
Question.
No, you didn't remember. No, nothing.
I made a sandwich.
Nothing given.
I did not make a sandwich. I had ham and some salad and
Sunday, but not all the day. So you had time to cook, given.
Oh, that's the angle.
Yes, of course.
Evil dictator. Yes, I had time to cook.
Yes.
But for whom? You?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm your friend.
Oh.
And I like what you make when it's not vegan, okay? Yes, I like what when it's not vegan.
Hey, but that vegan cake last week was not bad.
Yes, better.
More sugar.
You can use sugar in a vegan way?
Yeah.
So why did they didn't put more to have taste?
Well, me or this?
No, this is good.
This is good. This is not vegan.
No, Gavin, we have to try barbecue in your car.
Oh.
Yes, we have to try barbecue in your car. All listeners are waiting when it will be burning with a lot of smoke, you know, and
yeah,
so on.
Hilarious.
Oh my God!
No, I'm very wary about having open
it's
flames.
On fire.
The but I don't have a barbecue. I just have the gas cooker in the back of the car.
So we can make omelette.
Omelette
is enough.
But I tried to make an omelette three
and
times.
And we ask an authorization to go by car in the presidential palace.
Do you think we could get permission to get a car in here?
I don't know.
For a special occasion?
Because this pass is public, yes? And you will see, because you know example, for coffee, you have little, it's little auto, you know, little vehicle to make coffee in the center of Bratislava. So that means that they receive permission.
You mean those little three-wheeled,
they receive permission.
Tuk-tuks.
Tuk-tuk.
They call them tuk-tuk. It's Indonesian word, I think. No,
tuk-tuk?
Indonesian term. Tuk-tuk.
Okay. Are we thinking?
They have them
in
India,
Indonesia,
Vietnam. Yeah, all those.
The tuk-tuk.
What does Donald Trump call those countries?
No politics.
No politics.
He already shocked France, you know.
Really?
Yes, with
Macron.
Yes. Because Donald Trump spoke about guns, you know, and he took a speech. What is the name of the big society of guns in USA?
NRA.
Yes, and he said that terrorism, you know, that there was terrorism in Bataclan and so on in France, didn't take care if everyone had a gun, you know. So, like that, you see terrorists are coming, and you make poof, 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 you know? Donald Trump. So, all the French diplomacy, and the English diplomacy also, was shocked.
They're not used to anyone speaking their mind.
No, not really. No, with his little finger. And when you see
he put
one.
His fingers out and
yes,
did that.
Yes,
pew,
like that.
Pew, pew.
Terrorists came and make poof, one, poof, two, you know?
Oh, boy.
I would have loved to have seen
it. It was incredible.
I would have loved to have seen that. Is that a video online?
Yes, yes, for sure.
What was the reaction of Macron?
He can't, he make, not directly, but he asked a speaker, no, speech, porte-parole, yeah, speaker from foreign affairs, you know, to say that,
to make a statement.
They were very shocked, yes.
Oh boy.
Such comparison, and to justify weapons, it's not a good idea, and it's not fair.
I heard an interesting...
It's not the European way to make diplomacy.
It's not, no, Europe is very, very... diplomatic to
yes,
the point of
yes.
It's a boring diplomacy.
But I think that he didn't really not change nothing about relation, good relation.
No.
And economical relation that we have. But
it will change nothing.
But officially, it was shocked.
That is the same.
It's like that. It's like
the
that.
Same. It's like when people said when Trump came into power, people are saying that. I know this is getting very political, but when Trump came into power, people were saying how bad things are going to be and how awful it is. But I think in real society in America, I don't think anything's really got better or worse from what I read on the internet.
Dear listener, we are reading your comments.
Yes, please, chime in. Chime in. Tell us your thoughts. One day, someone... collectively, we have had maybe 300 listeners to the podcasts already, and this is only episode 5. So someone must write a comment at some point.
Yes.
Now's your chance.
Only to verify if you are real listeners.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Maybe it's all.
If you didn't push a button like that,
Russian robots. You know, you hear about that all the time. Russian bots, you know, clicking on everything. So maybe you know. One day we need to get sponsorship. That would be good. Today's podcast was brought to you by My Lunch Lunchboxes, which was brought to us by Jacques.
We didn't think about your bag, Gavin.
It was also our today's picnic was brought to you by IKEA plastic bags. That was coffee-tastic.
No, we have.
Oh, okay.
Finished.
All right, I'll have a little more. So I listened to a podcast. Oh, here we go, the sound effects. See, it makes no sound. Just give up.
No sound.
I listened to a podcast while I was lying in the sun.
Woo.
Me. I listened to a podcast.
I will make middle, okay, given if I have... I haven't, and that's it.
So there we go. Oh, God, you're going to try and close the lid and make a noise again.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes,
here we go,
sure.
The sound.
Oh!
Hey, there we go, it made a noise. Hooray.
I'm a little child, Gavin.
Yes, yes, I noticed.
I like the things.
I can shake my water bottle, too.
Way, great, 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 great. So, and we can make like that also with the coffee.
Clinking
yes?
cups. No, clinking that cups. Will spill all over my pink. Hang on.
Up. Oh, it was
that was close
so,
enough.
Yes,
I can
yes.
amplify that. So, yesterday, I listened to a podcast while lying under the beautiful sun. And actually, I got a little bit of sun. See? I'm changing color. Hooray.
Yes, but you will need months and months.
A lot even. More. I am whiter than my pants.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, the podcast. And it was all about the history of the NRA in America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting. It was... what's it called? Not This American Life. Radio Lab. Podcast series called Radio Lab, and it's excellent if you ever want to. It's very fast-paced though, so and they speak with American accents, and you've told me before you sometimes have trouble with some American accents.
Mm-hmm. No, dear listener, I have no problem with American accent.
Sorry, yes, I made all that up. He understands everything. yeah, it was just interesting history that the NRA was created in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Or not created. It was created in the 19th century, but it came to be the NRA we know today was created in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
Following the Black Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s in California,
mm-hmm.
And of course,
he's beginning to be a teacher.
I am. Black Americans were feeling oppressed by the police, and of course it was the height of the civil rights movement. There's a lot of racist tension.
The listener is the lesson of the day.
Here's the lesson. I'm not a complete idiot. Well, that's yet to be decided.
We will lose the listener.
Yeah, people are switching
political
off.
And after intellectual lessons.
Well, you hum the American accent while I talk.
What?
Hum the American accent. American anthem.
I have to make some American accent.
Can you see? But hum.
What? Continue. So we're thinking about
this. You know,
the black. Poor. Yes.
Black Panthers. It came about through the Black Panthers,
yes,
who retaliated the oppression of the time by arming themselves.
Yes. Shorter, given, because we have one power. All right. Yes, okay.
So Black
conclusion
Panthers,
is?
Black Panthers got guns, they armed themselves. The California Senate didn't like that. They made it, therefore, illegal to have loaded weapons in public. Mm-hmm. People didn't like that idea. The NRA was born, the NRA as we know today was born. It changed to be more about, less about militias and things like that, and more about the Second Amendment,
yes,
being defined as the right to bear arms. Because before that, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, was largely ignored throughout history. No one ever took any notice of it. And then, of course,
I learned so much. You have so intellectual evening given.
And then
what's happened?
Now the NRA is very pro citizens keeping the rights to have guns, because now the Second Amendment in 2008, I think, was more clearly defined by the Constitutional Court, I think. I don't know if which court it was, or the Senate or whatever. They had a big debate, more clearly defined. Hang on, you want to say something? I can see your mouth moving. Just bear with me.
A few more seconds.
Yes.
I'm making the end because you know that you have an American listener that they
I have
know
one, at least
better
one American
than
listener.
You the law of America.
Yes.
So I hope, my God, that you will not make mistakes or approximations.
Well, I think those listening can see that I'm pretty neutral on the gun debate. I've grown up around guns, so I don't mind guns.
But you have a gun.
But at the same time, I don't have a gun. No, I don't need a gun. So why would
you
I have
had
one?
You had a gun, no? You spoke in New Zealand, no?
No.
Yes.
I fired guns. I used to go hunting, but I never owned a gun. Yeah. It was
hunting.
My dad's guns, but
yes.
No problems with guns, but
yes.
And see, you made me lose my train of thought. That was intentional, wasn't it?
Dear listener,
you see how easy it is to distract me.
The intellectual part of
our
podcast.
Yeah. Derailed that
train. If you
train,
want more information
God
about arm and so on. Ask directly your question to Gavin.
Yes, so NRA
Gavin
today
gun,
now.
Vodka Eska.
The NRA today is now more about keeping guns than about militias and so forth like they were in the past. That's it.
Oh my God, yes, okay. It was only to say that...
And that's the history of where today's NRA came from.
It was only
from.
To say that I have a gun, and it's not really allowed in European countries, you know? Only for hunting, as you said.
You can have a gun, but you have to,
for
you have,
hunting,
to have,
you know,
have a license and a
but
reason.
It's very difficult, and it's uncommon way.
Yeah.
So I didn't try. Yes, I try only when it was fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but
know,
like those,
yes,
like the toy guns,
yes,
those
oh, yeah,
BB
the toy guns.
Oh, for God's sake. And I bet you felt
that
you felt like Rambo afterwards.
I'm sure the listener will be appreciate that, because it's very romantic, you know, when you have the flower, you know, you have to offer.
So you win the flower.
And all the people are around you.
And
he
they
can't
see.
Make it, he can't make
and
it.
And then you
yes,
make it,
I
you
can
hit the target.
One shot, poof.
And it's like, wow, he's a marksman. Oh, gosh, know? He's in, I bet he is in the French NRA, the FRA.
Oh, well done.
There we go.
Oh, well done.
Hey, well, a friend of mine yesterday said, I asked him, hey, are you listening to my crazy podcast with Jacques? And I said, are you still not having a theme? I said, yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's organic. And I said, no. I said, oh, well, fine. Well, there are plenty of boring podcasts with people rambling with topics. But today we have a theme.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's educational. Today, it's educational.
I have to confess that I didn't know about this theme before, you know? So, but... only fun things given, no? Okay?
No, well, hey, we had politics, NRA...
sex with our
sex,
neighbor.
Sex with the
yes,
neighbors.
Sex on the park.
Not sex with the neighbors. I mean, sex with not with them. No,
it was not good explained in
English.
It
was a terrible explanation. No, you
sex
did fine.
With neighbors.
We had sex with the neighbors. That's
we saw.
We watched the neighbors
yes.
get a little al dente.
What? Al dente? Oh my god. What
to
do you want to say? My god. I'm afraid.
Oh dear. How are we going for time? Oh my god, 45 minutes.
45 minutes. That's
Jesus
good.
Christ.
You know, we have to make 1 hour. Like that, we'll cut in two times.
We could do a two-part series. No, I spoke to a person with whom I shall meet very soon. That person said, I'm not giving any clues, but that person said that if for whatever reason you cannot be available, that person will join in and take your place in a couple of weeks.
Oh my god, yes. Whoa.
So watch this space. But next week
it is a mystery.
It's a mystery.
And you have to wait.
You have to wait. Next week normal service will resume in the cafe. And of course I should explain, as we try to end every podcast with the simple question,
yes.
Why? Ending with a question. Last week I said pokwa, but I said bokwa instead of pokwa, because pokwa is why.
Pourquoi
is pourquoi. French for why.
For why, yes.
This week I will choose a different language.
What?
A different language. So, I will go with Slovak because it's easy. So, shall we wrap up the end of this podcast? Shall we wrap up the end of this podcast?
What? Yes, sir.
No, you're supposed to say why. So, hang
why?
On. So, we need to lead in with a question. You end with why.
Did you say how many times why?
But
you know,
in a different
I'm
language.
Waiting only
okay.
the word why to finish. You
Let's
know?
Try this again. Jacques, shall we end this podcast?
Why?
Precio.
Pourquoi?